and this is Radio Catskill. It's time now on a Wednesday afternoon, the last local segment of the news afternoon for our local news roundup, a weekly check-in with Owen Walsh of the River Reporter. Owen, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. I got to find some theme music for you. I'm trying to keep forgetting right now.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm also a musician on the side, so maybe I can send you some samples next week.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah. All right, that'll keep me from playing Michael McDonald under you like that. all right, so Owen, I don't know if you were listening on the phone there, but that's the latest news from Sullivan County today that they're tracing these cases, and the numbers for COVID-19 on the Sullivan County dashboard have gone up according to exactly what's in that press release. There's two more confirmed cases today than there was yesterday. There's one more person hospitalized than there was yesterday, and that's the most that have been hospitalized in a while, actually.
Yeah, and you know, we actually at the River Reporter, at probably the same time as you, just got that same press release from the health services. So we're kind of doing the same thing, trying to get the word out about that.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, I mean, that's all there is to the story is they're doing their tracing, and we're part of the links in that chain. But we want to check in with you, talk about also what's happening on the other side of the river. What's going on in PA? There's a moratorium on evictions?
Yeah, so, you know, at the beginning of this pandemic, with so many people experiencing job loss, obviously in Pennsylvania and throughout the country, Governor Tom Wolf approved a moratorium on evictions so that people who were not able to pay their rent because they lost their job or really for any reason, you know, they were safe from being evicted. And that was originally set to end in July, and Governor Wolf experienced a lot of pressure from both Democrats in the state House and state Senate, and also just housing advocates. He got a lot of pressure from them to extend this moratorium, which he did to the end of August. And that time has come now. It is the end of August, and that moratorium on evictions will end this Monday. And that, you know, still has a lot of concern, has caused a lot of concern for housing advocates. And they mainly cite the fact that PA still has very high unemployment rates. It's still in the double digits. And the fact that the $600 per week unemployment relief that was in place for a little while ended last month. You know, just a little statistics behind, you know, the state of housing in Pennsylvania. According to the Housing Alliance of Pennsylvania, about 390,000 renters in Pennsylvania did not pay their rent last month, and slightly less than that, about 330,000 have no confidence that they'll be able to pay it next month either. So Governor Wolf has said that he doesn't have the executive power to actually extend the moratorium any further. So now it's kind of just on, you know, the state legislature and the local county governments to kind of assist people who might have trouble finding housing because of the pandemic.
All right. Well, speaking of local county governments, how is this playing out in Wayne County? And is Wayne County going to be able to do anything about this?
Yeah, so I just spoke with some housing representatives actually today, and they said that the effects of the pandemic have definitely been felt for people in terms of housing. You know, so on a normal year, if they don't have a place to put someone who doesn't have housing, the kind of last resort that they'll do is they'll put them up in a hotel until they can kind of figure out what housing options there are. And since March, they told me that 18 people have been put up in hotels, and 14 families still don't have housing available to them, and 9 people are still staying in a hotel right now without really a place to go aside from that. And Heather Meisler, who's the director of the housing department in Wayne County, also told me that her caseworkers have all seen their caseloads double since this pandemic happened. And, you know, in terms of what the county is trying to do, their big focus is, or the thing that they want to focus the most on is actually homelessness prevention. I was also talking to Lori O'Malley, who's the deputy administrator with Human Services, and she was explaining how there's two reasons for homelessness prevention being the focus, that it's actually beneficial for the county. There's a statistic that for every dollar that gets invested in homelessness prevention programs, the county can actually save $12. And the other reason that they're looking at preventative measures is that the county has actually received a good deal of funding, to help people find housing. Like, they have a lot of money available to get people into homes and to pay their rent for a little while before they're back on their feet. The problem is that there's not a lot of housing stock available. So what that actually means is they're having trouble finding landlords and people who they can actually rent homes from. So it's not so much that they can't afford to get people into new homes. It's just the fact that there's not a lot of houses or apartments to actually put people in.
You keep adding extra bits of information, different turns, different people you've talked to, and every beat is not good. Like, I keep thinking you're going to take a turn and say, yeah, but this might happen. This isn't sounding too promising. And also sounds like you're on top of this housing issue, this housing concern. Do you know anything about New York State in terms of housing at this point?
Yeah, and well, actually, first, with your other comment about how it's not looking good, I should mention there are, at least that I know of, two kind of solutions in Pennsylvania that seem like they could be helpful to people, at least. So the Housing Finance Authority in PA is providing rent assistance, and it's something that you can apply for through their website. And the qualifications are if you've lost your job or had a 30% reduction in your annual income because of the coronavirus, you can actually apply to get $750 a month over 6 months that will actually be paid directly to a landlord. The other statute with that is that landlords cannot evict tenants until 60 days after the final payment through that program. So that's something that might be able to help people. Another thing, Wayne County commissioners just passed this ordinance, which is raising the fees for getting a deed or mortgage recorded through the recorder's office. And 85% of that revenue from that higher fee is going to go toward affordable housing efforts. And they haven't decided what type of efforts they're going to put that money into now, because it's just passed this past week. But that is something that might be able to help people out. In terms of what's going on in New York State, there also has been eviction protection going on. And that also is kind of coming up to the end of the deadline. The Governor Cuomo's moratorium on evictions will end September 4th. During this pandemic, the New York State Legislature has also passed a Tenant Safe Harbor Act, is the name of it. And what that basically means is that a court can never use unpaid rent that accrued during the COVID-19 period as a basis for eviction. So basically saying that if someone has not been able to pay their rent because of the COVID-19 crisis, that even once this moratorium is over, they can't be evicted for that reason.
Okay. All right. That's good. And, just a disclaimer to anybody listening, like, I'm not insisting that the people, the reporters corresponding to me here, have to bring good news. I was just marveling at how not good it was, but that it was good that you were able to find something to let us know about there. My goodness, this is, it's serious. It's serious. It's been going on for a long time. Is there any indication from the folks that you're talking to about this that they are still waiting for something to happen at the federal level that might be able to help people? Would anything that people are waiting for help in these instances that you know of?
I don't want to say that anyone local has told me that. However, I have seen just in researching this issue that there are housing advocates out there, and there are also state Democrats, Pennsylvania state Democrats, that are pushing for, you know, some type of action from the legislature, you know, from the General Assembly in Pennsylvania to pass some type of act that will help people to protect them from being evicted and obviously to keep the level of homelessness down as much as possible. I'm not sure, you know, exactly what type of legislation is most favored. Maybe it would look something similar to what I just described New York passing, where even once a moratorium is over, there's kind of just this blanket rule that if the COVID-19 crisis has prevented you from paying rent, you know, that's not a good enough reason to be evicted. But definitely throughout the state, there are people who are kind of, now that the moratorium is going to be over and Governor Wolf can't extend it any further, they definitely are looking at the General Assembly to make changes to the CARES relief program to, you know, kind of make it more beneficial to people struggling with housing.
And on the PA side of things, where are the state Republicans in all this?
You know, they definitely have been less vocal about just the housing issue in general. And while I haven't seen a lot said about it, you know, anytime you're reading about, you know, this piece of legislation or this idea has been brought by a Democrat, there's always that caveat of, you know, but it would probably struggle to get passed because of, you know, the General Assembly being Republican controlled. So it definitely, you know, that kind of gives it that, you know, just important caveat that, you know, it might be difficult to convince state Republicans to support this type of legislation.
That was the sense I was getting, but I just wanted to make sure. Owen, before you go, tomorrow's Thursday, River Reporter comes out, and I know you were working hard on it. What can you tell us about what's in tomorrow's paper?
So there was actually some drama that played out last week over zoning issues, which typically zoning ordinances don't sound like anything that dramatic, but Highland Town Hall actually had a dispute over zoning ordinances with a local business, and the disagreement at the last town hall actually brought out 50 members of the community who felt strongly enough about it to actually go to the town hall and hold up signs. So we kind of cover what the drama was with that story. And in Wayne County, there has been some concern the past few weeks. The RNC, Republican National Committee, has been sending out voter registration forms that people can fill out and send to their local election offices. And apparently in throughout Pennsylvania, some people who have deceased since the last election have received these addressed to them in the mail, you know, creating concern among people who live in those homes that, you know, is this somehow going to, could this be used as election fraud that someone who has, you know, passed away is getting this form? Could someone else fill that out and then, you know, get two ballots to vote in the next election? So we have a story about the Wayne County Commissioners kind of addressing these concerns and explaining that when a person is deceased, they actually automatically get taken off the voting records. So they just kind of go through the steps that the election offices has to prevent against voter fraud.
Right. Okay. And that makes sense. And that's part of the story that as this issue of voter fraud is discussed a lot in the news, you don't often hear about, which is, well, actually, how is voter fraud handled? So I look forward to seeing that. And I look forward to hearing more from you, Owen, on the weekend when you bring us the local headlines that we'll be playing on the weekend. So we'll hear from you again then.
Yep, I look forward to making them.
All right, it's great. Owen Walsh from the River Reporter, thank you so much for joining us again this week.
Thanks for having me.
All right. This is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station. We're keeping you connected. Stay tuned. We got a little bit more news, and then it'll be time for Let's Talk Vets with Doug Sandberg.